Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hellman, and I welcome you to AIR. Tonight we have a wonderful guest who, you know, she's one of those people that suddenly showed up in my life, and it's like perfect timing in so many ways. So tonight's guest is Karen Russell. She is your spiritual guide to wealth creation. She is an author of The Money Keys, Unlocking Peace, Freedom, and Real Financial Power. She coaches, she delivers keynote speeches, she has a lot of self-study programs, and showing all of us how conscious wealth creating we are. We need to break through new levels of spiritual money mastery. You can get a free chapter of her book and an audio starter kit, Escaping the Money Trap, at www.themoneykeys.com. And Karen, I thank you again for being on.
Oh, thank you so much, Jennifer. I really appreciate your enthusiasm, and you reached out, and it became something that could happen so quickly. It really is delightful.
It's one of those things that I know from my own clients that they're always worried about money. Mm-hmm. And I also know that those thought forms really kind of keep the money away. So I know that you have a lot of wonderful things. I have been doing your program, your lessons, and awesome stuff. It helped me tremendously. Really amazing stuff. So it's like, I have to have you on. So tell me a little bit about what is spiritual money mastery?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. It's good to start with the definition of, you know, what is an alive, abundant life experience, and how do we really connect the invisible, the spiritual, the ascended dimensions with the material world of form, and in particular money. And I will tell you that I have a very particular definition. So real financial power is what I describe as a state of being. Real financial power is a state of being. It's not a currency amount. And just even saying that may be surprising to some people, because there's a lot in the culture about looking to get to a particular number as being a place of arriving, right? You know, so people want to be a millionaire, or they want to have a six-figure income, or, you know, fill in the other kinds of numbers. And what I have studied and discovered is that if we have a different definition of what our goal is, we really have a more integrated approach. So, real financial power is a state of being with four things. One is, it's a spirituality about money that has us feeling peaceful, not afraid. The next is, real financial power are beliefs about money. And you said thought forms. I think of beliefs as being units of thought, emotional reaction, and verbal conversation put together, beliefs. And then real financial power is having beliefs about money that are partnership-oriented rather than win-lose.
Right.
Where you're at a place of freedom. Then real financial power are behaviors about money, which I call money habits, that are in alignment with the law of circulation. So you're a giver and a receiver. You have order, not mess and chaos and hoarding and withholding. And finally, real financial power, the state of spiritual money mastery, is the capacity to fund your dreams. And that's where you see, like, wow, I could be a creative artist living in a small town and have an income of X and have a sense of funding my dreams in a very beautiful way, or I could be giant real estate investor, you know, with assets of Y, and I could have real financial power. I think it's important to be broad in what it can look like to have all those things going on.
Yes. So how does one start to really understand what their belief system is and begin the process of really altering it to have all these different parts in order to have that financial power?
I think that's a great question. Where do we begin? Well, I'll start with this. You know, I noticed that most people who, like you said earlier, you know, my clients are interested in spiritual expansion, but they have money issues. And what I notice when that's happening is many times if someone says, I've got a spiritual orientation in my life, but I've got money stuff, is it tends to be that their money issues are one giant conflated or pulled together blob of vague problem tension issue. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Yeah, money stuff becomes just a big old blob. And one of the ways to start to heal, shift, and change is to unravel that by working with our relationship to money, to ourselves, and to the world very deliberately in all three of the areas, spirituality, beliefs, and habits. So we can, that's what we can talk about here, is we'll start maybe with what is money, and then we can talk about the three areas, spirituality, beliefs, and habits, and what the money traps are in each area and how to escape. That might be a good journey for us tonight.
Go for it.
All right, good. And you know, you'll notice that you asked about shifting belief, and I'm talking about spirituality, beliefs, and habits. And one of the things I want to point out is that it's really useful to work all three areas. So if someone only is deeply connected to divine reality, but still, you know, has mental thought and emotional response that's out of alignment with what they really desire, and their behaviors aren't in alignment, it's hard for them to really have what they desire. And then it's kind of conversely, too. Like, you can have really excellent personal accounting, but if you're deeply in fear of lack all the time, it's hard to really have abundance.
Right. Yeah. Definitely.
So let's begin with what is money? And I guess I'll ask you, so Jennifer, if you were to say what, and there isn't a right answer in this, but just from your perception, what is money?
Energy. I think of it as energy.
It's, yeah.
I mean, in reality, a dollar bill is just a piece of paper. It's the intention we put that gives it that value.
I gotta tell you, I really agree with you. It's like money is just it's really just a neutral thing. The paper or the digits on the screen, mm-hmm. or the metal coins, you know, all of those things, they're neutral except for the meaning, or you said the intention that we place upon it.
Right.
Yeah. And so that's a big, for some people, just to even go like, oh, money is not the goal, nor is it the enemy, nor is it the pollution. You know, it's just a neutral symbol of circulation and communication and supply. And where we have the most of the energy around money is what we make it mean.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll do a little exercise, which is, shows you how, I'll give you the headline here at the beginning, which is, money is neutral, meaning is powerful. And we'll ask the folks that are listening live, or if you're listening to an archived recording, go ahead and find your something that you can physically touch that represents money to you. So it could be, if you've got a wallet or a purse nearby, you could actually get some cash. And here in America, you might be grabbing some dollars. Or grab a credit card or a debit card, but grab something that represents money to you and just kind of touch it, be with it. And we're going to do two different ways of perceiving that money. And the first way is, I want you to call to mind all of the mistakes you've made, or at least a vivid one, a mistake you've made in your money life. So something that, you know, didn't go well or was a mistake, something that was a problem where you made a decision that you regret, and call that to mind and really see, like, with the feelings and the thought of that mistake, what are the emotions you're feeling as you look at and consider that money?
Well, for me, I've done a lot of misjudgment of people's characters, and I had a feeling, but I didn't trust my intuition, so I continued, and they eventually they didn't pay, and I was out a lot of money because of it. And I did it a couple times. I always do all my lessons three times. It's just the way I am. So I definitely understand what you're saying, but the feeling I'm getting is, a little bit of like queasiness.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, when am I going to get this right? Mm-hmm. And I do find that myself at times I hold back really giving everything out because it's like I'm afraid it's not going to be that even energy exchange.
Thank you for sharing that. So we'll just experience the power with you, Jennifer, and with those
sure.
who are listening. So go ahead now, just kind of shake a little bit, shake your hands, shake your hand, but you've still got that money with you. And now look at it, that same money substance, and go ahead and call to mind the contrast between where you're at and think about where someone else on planet Earth might be. And probably there are some that would say that for those of us that are in the first world who are listening to internet radio stations with, you know, freedom in our political world and access to clean water and a place to sleep tonight that's safe, that frankly, our standard of living is above, some would say, 60-80% of the planet. And so if you think about an individual who really is challenged in the material realm, not out of pity, but just you kind of think about the contrast, and then you look at your money situation, and what kinds of feelings come up.
I'm extremely blessed.
And that's true for many people, is that they'll be, even if there's a sense of like, ooh, you know, concern for the other, there's also this sense of like, oh my God, you know, I'm blessed.
It makes me have a greater appreciation for the wealth I do have.
Yeah.
And knowing that everything is always paid, I'm always in a good place, where some people are really struggling. So I have a greater appreciation of their situation because I've been there. I've worked my way out of it. So I have a greater appreciation and compassion.
Yeah. So right there, yeah, and people can, you can go ahead and put your money back and bless it as you put it back. But right there, you just experience, like, you can hold the same symbol and you could seriously be looking at the same balance sheet, the same income statement, the same, you know, accounts, the same asset plan, the same distribution from your divorce, the same number of clients you have in your business, the same salary. You could be looking at the same fact pattern and have a radically different experience of it just by where your consciousness and attention is. And that, I mean, there you go. Money's neutral. Meaning is powerful.
Yes, most definitely. And if you want to call in, you are welcome to call in. The number is 888-815-9756. The lines are open now, so you're welcome to call in. If you want to have a comment on this exercise, or if you have a question, or just if you want to call in and be present, again, the number is 888-815-9756. 56. So we'll give them a couple minutes. So with this exercise, now if people begin to have those thought forms again, is it good just to sit back and get in the mind and start realizing again, just bring up consciously the blessings that they have and have a you know, kind of get back to center?
Mm. Well, let's talk about it this way. It's one of the money traps with the area of beliefs is called superstition. And the money traps are states of challenge that any individual can encounter around money. And superstition about money is believing the lie that something or someone outside of us is controlling our money experience. And I call it the jail, and it's often the jail of our money past. Because often when we think that we're being controlled, or that it should have been different, or I should have listened to my intuition instead of trusting those people, or why did I think that the Phoenix real estate market would continue to grow? Didn't I ever realize that what goes up could come down? You know, whatever your story is, often
right.
when people are suffering, they're thinking about the past. Now, that jail of superstition, it seems like sometimes people will, and you'll know you're in it if you have unforgiveness or resentment about other people, or if you've got guilt and shame about your own money experience, your own actions or lack of action. And when that's going on, it can seem to people, if I'm in superstition, like what I really want is more money, but really what's being called forward is the principle, this is the money key, the principle of co-creation, that I can, through shifts in consciousness, change experience. So this gets me to your answer. How do you shift consciousness? And I usually recommend, and this is chapter 5 of the Money Keys, is it's a threefold process to change consciousness. It's inquiry, healing, and co-creation. So what that means is it's very helpful to know what are the thoughts, emotions, and words that I'm currently empowering, believing, speaking about my money experience. Then moving through a process of healing, which often has to do with forgiving ourselves, releasing the emotion, allowing the grief, expressing the anger, whatever it is. It has usually some emotional tone. And then, Jennifer, moving to the affirmations of abundance, the claiming the thing that I do desire. Because what will happen is if we try to just go right to affirming, you know, I'm a whole prosperous being, or I'm a millionaire, I've got a millionaire, you know, consciousness, that if we are affirming something without having done the healing work, it can sometimes feel a little false to us.
And can't it kind of put you in a downward spiral?
You know, I'm not a big one for the money will get pushed away or you'll attract what you don't want. I'm sort of don't go there as much as I just I usually just think of it as like it's not going to move you forward into the changed experience.
And it was more the mental aspect more than the physical money. I've had a lot of clients who, when is it going to come? And they just are holding on to that desperate feeling like they have to have the money coming in. And yet they're doing everything they can, in a sense, when I'm talking to them, to block it, because they're not trusting. They're not believing in themselves. They're not believing that it's really coming. So they're not healing the situation. They're just that repetitive pattern of, it's not coming, it's not coming. And it's like, the more you say it's not coming, guess what? It's not.
Hear you. Yeah. Well, you know, I'll add this next piece to it. Because you see, you can have a really aligned win-win partnership. I'm free to create. And really, when you're also free of, like, blaming yourself for the mistakes of the past, or free of that sense of shame or guilt, you can really be free to be creative, which in today's world is very important for generating revenue, for creating new products and services, for positive circulation. Creativity is really important, and a consciousness you know, that's filled with blame and resentment and guilt and shame is not a creative consciousness.
No.
Yeah. Well, the piece I'm going to add to your client is saying, you know, it's not coming. There's two things I want to link to here. I now want to talk about the spirituality area, moving to the trap in this area is what I call the trap of scarcity, which is money fears, being so worried or concerned about lack around money. There's not enough. There's not enough capital. There's not enough time. There's not enough income, not enough clients. And when someone's got those money worries, I'm fond of saying that money worries are more of a faith issue than a financial one. Isn't that interesting? More of a faith issue.
Yes, it definitely is.
Yeah, because if you're worried about money and you get a bunch of currency, you know, that may relieve circumstances, but it doesn't really address the fear. And so the call there is actually for not so much, I need more money, I need it to come for me to feel unafraid. It's a call for the principle of unity. That's the second money key, which is, how do I realize that there's a spiritual source behind all the material channels, including money, and that that spiritual source is invisible, unconditional, sufficient, intelligent, ever creative, and it's the thing that's already there. So when someone is saying it's not coming, what they're saying is it's not here, and they're focusing only on material channel. And when we focus only on material channel, we'll always feel lack, because something in us knows that the material channel, whether it's the generous lover or the, you know, best-selling this or that or the giant downline, there's something in us that knows that that thing could go. And so I really recommend for those people who are so afraid is to start to create a conscious relationship with their higher power, with the spiritual source, so that they can sit there and say, regardless of what comes, I'm at one with peace. I'm at one with the love of the divine. I'm at one with the infinite wisdom. And when you start to live from that, then yes, of course, you're going to be active with the material channels, but you have a peace that's not dependent on a dollar amount.
Very true. And we do have a caller now.
Oh, wonderful.
Christina from online too. Christina.
Hello, Jennifer, and hello, Karen.
Hello, Christina.
I've been enjoying listening and taking really good notes. I went to your website too and opted in for your free downloads.
Excellent. So that's a great way to you'll get the summary of the three different traps and the three keys and the principles and all of that. So good for you.
Okay. When you were talking earlier and I was listening, you said faith or lack of faith, and I always sort of think my thinking stinking, so I got to change my thinking, and I have to raise my thought vibration and just walk above that line, and then I start finding pennies. Like if I find a penny, I pick it up, and I say I'm a money magnet, or if my granddaughter finds a penny on the ground, I clap my hand and go, oh, look, joyful, she's a money magnet. And, you know, what's really neat when you do that is you start finding money everywhere.
Mm, wonderful. Wonderful.
Is that, along with your teaching, is that a principle of allowing money to flow?
Oh, absolutely. So what's happening there is you're being in appreciation for the source and not so concerned about judging the channel. So who's to say the penny is less glorious than, you know, whatever the, you know, giant paycheck or the inheritance or the lottery winning or whatever the other form would be. So I'd say go,
well, they
girl.
Don't call it a lucky penny for nothing.
There you go. And then the piece I'll add is, you know, sometimes if we focus too much on just like I have to change my thoughts, I would encourage you, and this is really like very much like, what are the thoughts of God, of spirit, of the divine, of the universe? What are the thoughts of the divine about money? And so rather than like, I need to change my thinking, how can you rise up to take on that kind? You know, what is the God idea? Because I think that reduces anxiety and you start to feel like you've got a partner in your financial activity, you've got a, you know, a divine partner, that may just help lift you some. How does that feel to you?
Well, actually, yeah. I mean, if you tithe and you give your 10%, that right there is a co-creator partnership with God.
Mm-hmm.
So that principle always works. And somehow, and we don't know how, but we know why. But the reason we don't know how is because that's a God thing, and it just happens.
Mm.
Money comes to you when it, you know, I've seen it happen. I've seen money flow and miracles happen. And I think it all starts in that thought process that is cellular, and so you need to just change your thought and your mind and catch yourself. Like, if somebody's complaining about money, then you need to either put two ears in your finger and start praising God for the pennies, or if you're close enough to that person, just let them know that they're actually speaking their existence into prophecy. And if they want to learn how to get away from that bondage, go to Karen's website. You can
listen to
Jennifer,
Jennifer's show and connect with people like Christina.
So I hear it all the time, even with my adult children, and I have to cross my eyes and roll my eyes back. And then I go cancel, and I'll throw something positive in there. And their mom and grandma lives in a very much of a la-la land, but it's a very happy place.
Mm-hmm.
And it exists, it coexists, so it just works for me. However, if you follow, you know, do you like Joel Osteen? And,
yeah.
I mean, the guy's got it. If you want to learn about, you know, being a money magnet, plug into Joel Osteen.
Yeah, well, there's so much, you know, and
I've
only watched his stuff just a little bit, but there's just so much joy. You know, he's in joy. And is in his dharma of sharing, which is a very, you know, it's just a very beautiful way to be in circulation. So, very nice.
Now, back in 99, this is a long, long time ago, I was at a meeting, a business meeting, and the guy was talking about mindset and, you know, basically starting to chip away on those superstitious beliefs. And I can't believe I'm sharing this on the air. It's just coincidental timing, that's all. He said, if you don't have any money, how do I know if you're good or bad?
Mm.
And the truth is, good people do good things with money.
Mm.
Bad people do bad things with money.
You know,
so it's
cool. I would
make
definitely,
you more
yeah, interesting.
Already
interesting.
Are.
How did you, what
What's
did you think
point?
About that? Yeah.
Well, I was just saying, just give me the opportunity to let me show the world how good I am. But then I go back and those principles start right there. You know, okay, you know that you recognize it. You've got this road. You can go left, you can go right, or you can go higher, you can go low. And I'm going to choose high. You can go above the line or below the line. I choose to go above the line. And above the line, you still have to take those same steps of money principles.
Yeah,
and there's so much information out there, so I'm looking forward to reading your PDF file and listening to your audio, and thanking you very much for coming on Jennifer's show.
Oh, thank you so much, dear. I appreciate it very much. And, you know, if you're a Facebook person, if you've got that extended family, you might be. I have a page, Karen Russo, Your Spiritual Guide in Wealth Creation, and that's a great place. If you've got a question or a comment after you read that chapter, go there on Facebook and ask it, because it's fun. I've had people ask me, how do I start my 8-year-old on allowance, and what do you think about this or about that? So it's a great place to have a chat. So
it is
beautiful.
It's true. It has to start at home, and as a steward, you teach your children by example. So it's all good. So Jennifer, am I on Facebook?
Yes.
Second home.
Yes, she is on Facebook. She is.
Oh,
on
cool.
Quite a bit. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to hang up and not take any more time and turn the stereo back on and take more notes, but this has so far been a very interesting radio show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, delightful. So, you know, Jennifer, what's great is that Christina mentioned, she mentioned tithing, which is one of the wonderful money habits. So we should probably talk about the third trap and the key to escape, which is the area of habits.
Okay.
And the trap in this area, I call it survival mode. It's like financial quicksand, which is where your money behaviors are so overwhelming or chaotic or messy that you feel like even if you are very busy or very active, you never really get ahead. And that energy, that survival mode energy, you know, it feels sometimes like, gosh, if I only had more money, this would be solved. And yet really, if you've got a chaotic state of your money management, more money, it may relieve some tension or shift some circumstances, but ultimately, you know, chaos begets chaos. And this is true, you know, this would be true if you think about it, and it's a little bit, there's a term that we used to use back in the 12-step programs called magical thinking, which is the idea that I can stay the same and I can just shift, you know, people, places, and things around me and things will be different.
Right.
And, yeah, and that's a little bit like, you know, if I, just the idea that, you know, money will solve this, will solve this problem. And there's a lot of studies that show that 70 to 80% of people who win a lottery prize, 2 to 3 years later, they're in the same or worse circumstances. And it's not to make anybody bad or wrong, or it's just that your habits, if you want to change your habits, you need to start with, rather than just trying to get more or hold back, you need to start with the principle, and this is the one that Christina was talking about, the principle of circulation. And this is the money key about giving and receiving. And it's the idea that all of life is giving and receiving. And that's the nature of God, and that's the nature of life itself. And this infinite, ever-flowing, ever-active giving and receiving, when we align ourselves, a great word. You know, when we step in and we give our attention to our money in a compelling way, or we give our first fruits, you know, of money we receive, we give thanks for it, and then we give it to places where we're spiritually inspired. When we give our attention to our financial education, we're just always naturally in receptivity. So this area in circulation, where we put our, we make all of our financial behaviors a blessing rather than an obligation, we start to be in the flow.
Okay, now explain that.
The being in the flow means that for, well, I'll use a story. So there's a wonderful gentleman, I'll call him Thomas, who, is wonderful guy, had already had a pretty strong spiritual practice. And a few years ago, he had a wonderful idea to open an internet cafe in a mid-sized southwestern city. And, you know, great idea, and he did what many new business owners do, which is he personally guaranteed loans for some of the capital and for some of the funding. And although it was a lovely idea, in a couple of years, the economy in that city really shifted, and cash flow was very tight, big obligations, and pretty quickly, not only did the business dissolve, he had a personal bankruptcy. So he came to the money keys. You know, it was very interesting. He had still a sense of connection to the spiritual, believing in the presence of God. He had a spiritual practice. He had a pretty confident idea about who he was, but it was very interesting. So Thomas said, you know, as spiritually as I am, I need to put my attention on my money behaviors. So he started with chapter 6 in the Money Keys, with the money habits. And he started to say, I'm going to give my attention to my financial daily transactions with such excellence and organization and consistency that I know that I will receive order and excellence and mastery in return. So every day he'd put on the, you know, the Money Keys musical inspiration. There's music. I put together a wonderful music CD of various artists with their prosperity songs and a compilation. He'd put the music on and he would monitor his very simple accounts, but he would do it on a daily basis. And when he would, you know, send a bill pay or when he'd take care of an obligation, he did it by giving love, gratitude, and attention. And what he started to receive was a sense of order and organization. And then this is interesting. See, he wanted to build a life coaching practice at the time. He wanted to coach other artists to, you know, how to express their gifts and be successful with it. Is he realized pretty quickly, because he'd given his attention to his finances and received so much insight about what really, what his living expenses were and what his obligations were, is he decided to get a part-time job. Which if he had just been visioning about his life coaching business, he might not have, you know, he might not have realized with such clarity. It's like, whoa, Papa's got to do some work here. So
right.
he got a part-time job as a receptionist at a healing center. Not that sexy, right? But
right.
that part-time job gave him this sense of structure, of foundation, of excellence. He was actually more in the flow with working part-time. That put him in the flow of, like, he was calm, he was excellent, he was taking care of himself, he's a good steward, and that started to quickly attracted life coaching clients. And today, not that far off, he's the educational director of a coaching institute, and he still credits, you know, he said I put the money map together, I started to see my life my money life is a cohesive whole, and I paid attention like I never paid before. I gave my attention, and what I received is, you know, skill, capacity, and mastery.
Excellent. Now, you said something about a money map?
Yeah, money map is a tool for putting your whole financial life on one piece of paper. And, you know, just as we've talked about the three areas, spirituality, beliefs, and habits, your money map is, and this is described in the Money Keys in Chapter 3. You'll see the visual of it, but it's you in the center of a landscape piece of paper, and then down at the bottom left is a box that says "What so?" That's the facts of your current money life. And then if you look to the upper right-hand corner, there's a doorway, and the doorway is labeled "What's possible now?" That's your dreams and desires. And then right across where you in the center, above your head is your spirituality, across your body is your beliefs, and near your feet are your habits. And when you can see in all those areas, what are my strengths, what spiritual qualities are being called for, what should I do next, it really helps you to have a context for how you're changing.
So it basically is a visual of where you are and where you're going.
Where you are and where you're going and who you'll be as you evolve.
Excellent. So is that, you said that was in Chapter 3?
Yes. And actually, you can find that money map at our website. So I'll give us some of that data now. So if people were talking about the bonus kit is the Escaping the Money Traps book chapter, which you can get at themoneykeys.com, so themoneykeys.com. And then actually, if you go to themoneykeys.com/tools, T-O-O-L-S, you'll end up on a page where you've got a bunch of different audio downloads and other things, including the money map. So that's there at that page, too.
Excellent. Now, we have about 10 minutes left. Did you want to go ahead and tell them the special deal and see if anybody would like to call in and win that wonderful free gift?
Yes, indeed. So we do have a special offer for those of you that would like to have a physical copy of the Money Keys and also to receive an audio CD called 3 Questions You Must Ask to Make Powerful Money Choices, which is a great, like, spiritual due diligence. It's about 23 minutes. It's perfect for a commute if you've got a financial decision. And then the Money Keys book is a beautiful hardcover book with exercises and ideas for action at the end of every chapter. And this prosperity pack also includes a glossy $100 bill with an affirmation that says, "I love and respect myself enough to live a financially prosperous and responsible life." And those three things together, if you were to purchase them separately, would be $30. But our prosperity pack price is $19.99. So you can find this special offer at themoneykeys.com/prosperity, P-R-O-S-P-E-R-I-T-Y dot H-T-M-L, themoneykeys.com/, and this is all lowercase, prosperity, P-R-O-S-P-E-R-I-T-Y dot H-T-M-L. So if you'd like to purchase one, you can certainly go there. But I love it that Jennifer said, you know, our listeners are beautiful beings, very committed to their growth, and we'd like to offer one of those prosperity packs to the next caller. Is that how we'll do it?
That sounds good. So the next caller of 888-815-9756. I know Chris is going, darn, I already called. It is whoever calls in, you can have that package. So if you want to call in and have that, you are welcome to call in. I know you guys are, like, fascinated by all this wonderful information that Karen has to share, but really, this is a great deal. I've been looking over her material. I've been looking over her website. It makes sense, and it really does make a huge difference. And I know there's so many people, especially spiritual workers, that light workers, that for some reason it's that money belief system. It's like there's so many that have that poverty, you know, thinking, and it's like I truly believe they get the spirituality, but that money part just is like the biggest obstacle for so many people.
Well, yeah, and you know, I'm glad you mentioned the thing about the light worker who, you know, is really not experiencing the financial abundance. I actually had a woman who was in one of our groups, very high vibration. She's a strong spiritual teacher, and her insight that she had was that she realized that she had such a feeling and a thought that the money system is so polluted that she was actually protecting herself by staying separated from money matters and from investing and saving and being at a, you know, a higher level of financial engagement, that she was actually, something in her was felt like she was protecting herself. So her big shift was really turning to the Holy Spirit to say, allow me to not only give my gifts, but to receive profoundly and for my vibration active in the money world to be a healer, to be a, you know, an elevation. So one of the reasons that people will enjoy hearing from me is that I am deeply committed to the love, the presence, and the power of God. I mean, I'm truly here for God. And I am money positive. And sometimes it's just like, oh my God, you know, it's just, people will just get happy because they're hearing something that you don't often hear, which is, I don't have any big story about the Wall Street fat cats or the terrible corporations or the government or the IRS or the banks. Or I just don't have a big old head of steam of resentment and criticism and negativity about anything that's in the current financial system. I don't think of it as evil or corrupt or man-made or bad or anyway. And because of that, there's sort of a permission for people to be like, oh, I could be a person deeply of God and I could be competent with money. Just
yes.
Like, yeah. And I know, Jennifer, there's people you know that really understand, yes, they are invisible beings of eternal vibration, but here in planet Earth, they find their food experience to be sacred, or nature to be sacred, or their relationships to be sacred. They find some aspect of material living where they really know that the presence is there. And I'm saying it's even possible in your money life.
And in some ways, I would say even more so, because it's a value of yourself and your own energy in some ways.
Yes. I'll say more about that.
It's just that I know so many people, and I'll include me in this, that they don't have that self-worth. They're great at what they do, yet they feel like they need to give it away, and it really lowers the value that they're really offering.
Yeah.
So if they put out that vibration, who's going to pay what it's really worth when they have that attitude that they're not worthy or it's not worth that much. When in reality, it's kind of priceless.
And really, when we, that lack of self-worth, it's also demeaning to our clients or to those we're giving to. There's something very beautiful about saying, I so respect and value you that I honor your decision to invest your consciousness and your money with me.
Yes. And Chris, we have Christina and John on the line. We have two people. So, Chris was first. John, you're number two. Chris, are you there?
I am.
How are you doing?
Okay, you can hear me.
Yes, I can hear you.
I'm money happy.
You're money happy, are you? So you want that kit, do you?
You know, I think John and I were like dialing in at the same time. We were like, "Go
now." Well, Chris, you were the first to dial in, and so you've got it. So, do you want them to send you an email?
Yes,
Karen?
That'd be great. So Chris, just go ahead and send an email and send it to me directly, which is Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at themoneykeys.com, and say you're Chris from Jennifer's show and give us your email address and all that, and we will get a kit shipped out to you. We'll also add you to our email list. And John, you know, why don't you go ahead and send an email as well, Karen at themoneykeys, and we'll see if there's some kind of special bonus we can give to you.
Awesome. So, Chris, can I talk to John now? Are you there, Chris? I guess we look. Can I have John online? Okay. Thanks. John?
Yes. How are you doing, Jennifer?
Just fine. How are you doing?
You remember when I talked to you quite a while back about, you know, about moving into the ascension, all this. I had some feelings within myself, and those have manifested, and I've been understanding them more and more. Like, I just finished up with chemotherapy treatment, and that was somewhat discombobulating for me. I understand that we create everything in our lives, and to me it was understanding why I created this in my life as well. It's been really an amazing ride over the last few months for me. I've been receiving so much love and assistance from many wonderful people in Sedona, Arizona, and other dear friends, that it's also helping me to see more clearly why I did create this. On your show tonight, it was very, very interesting. I liked your answer when you were speaking of money there, because when I look at money, to me, money is the flow of spirit. And our beliefs are so powerful nowadays that, you know, in the third dimension, it is so amazing, because most of the light workers are doing all of the right things, and they understand that they're creating the realities with their thoughts, and they're trying to create more money through using the power of energy and motion. Their emotions is seeing it manifest, and also through gratitude. Their only problems is they negate the creations just before they manifest so many times. That's how powerful they are. We have to truly, truly believe in our beliefs, in who we truly are. And right now there's so many amazing things going on the planet. Anything is possible. You can jump timelines. You can move yourself into a different reality. You can learn compassion and love, as are some of my final lessons here, and move out of feeling sorry or judgments, which are so, you know, that was a difficult thing to overcome, because those were part of our belief systems that we made a part of us over many, many years.
Yes.
But, that's basically, other than that, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. We actually have another caller, John.
Sure.
So, okay. I appreciate your input in the show and your loyalty to the show. You call in quite often and you listen, and I really appreciate and very grateful for your listening.
Well, thank you, and much love, life, and light and laughter to you as well, okay?
Thank you.
Blessings.
Blessings, definitely. Joni, are you there on line 3? Joni? I think she's still on. We're just going to wait a second. That is something that happens quite a bit, is that lack of trust at the very end, that patience thing. Do you find that that's part of the whole habit?
You know, I think it's interesting because patience is so much about not being able to be satisfied here in this moment, or about lack around time. And I think one of the things is, like, if we can't be happy, satisfied, fulfilled, generous, free, and creative now, there's not going to be a time when there's more currency or digits or something that's going to allow us to be those. It's like just shifting the digits and the currency is not going to shift those states of being. So it really is about life experienced is experienced in the now. And so I think it's important to not try to, like Dr. Michael Beckwith was my great teacher for my ministry and seminary training. And right after The Secret came out, he was traveling around and he said, Lord, you know, people are asking me these questions over and over again. Can I use these principles to get more profit in my business? And the way I have to answer is this. You don't use the Spirit. The Spirit uses you.
Yes.
And there's something about, like, what are we trying to, like, use metaphysical principles to try to get material things in order to have stuff be our way? And I just think it's not a winning game. So it's like, go to the circulation for the joy of being in the giving and the receiving. You know, use your co-creation because you want to empower your creativity in this moment. Go to God and feel your faith and your oneness because of the peace it brings. And all the other stuff flows after that and in that and through that. And yes, focus on your profit goals and do all that other stuff, but don't put off being who you are called to be until anything.
Right. And I mean, even you being on the show, I just kind of said, okay, what are the issues that the listeners have? Bring me the right person to empower them, to enlighten them, to give them the insights they need, and boom, you just showed up.
It's
and,
delightful, yeah.
And I listened to your recordings and was reading the emails that you send out, and I'm going, wow, I got to have her on. and I am really blessed that I just put it out there, and Spirit just has the most amazing people show up in my life.
Yeah, isn't that great?
It's awesome, and it's just having that awareness and being conscious of the signs. And do you find that is something that, I mean, that it takes a little practice, but being aware of what's really going on?
It's very important. And really, I think there's something, you know, about living a conscious, interested, curious life where you're always looking to say, like, what is being called forward from me? Well, how am I evolving? And when you're in that conversation all the time, you're just always growing.
Yes. And believe it or not, we have about a minute left, Karen. So
what
is going on your website? What programs do you got going? Because you have calls coming up, don't you?
Yes, indeed. So the best way to get connected is to start out with your starter kit at themoneykeys.com. That's a great place to start. And then if you want products to read and move forward, go to themoneykeys.com/prosperity.html and get your prosperity pack. And then once a month, the first Tuesday of the month, I do an open call on a teaching topic with some discussion afterwards, and you'll be on our easing list and you'll get all the information about that. And then I'm almost always running a program like a 21-day Money Keys intensive. I do live retreats. I'm going to start in 2011 a private 10 to 12 person breakthrough personal mentoring group. So if you're really feeling called to work with me on an ongoing basis in terms of leading your wealth, that's a wonderful way for us to work together.
It sounds like a wonderful program. Is there information about that on the website?
Absolutely. So if you go to our homepage, you'll see information about all those things. Or to our event calendar is a great place to go to.
Excellent. So, Karen, I thank you for all your wisdom and all the wealth that you're sharing. I appreciate you so much for being on the show, and I hope you can come on again.
Oh, bless you so much. I appreciate it, Jennifer. Thanks so much, dear.
Thank you. And this is Jennifer Hellman saying, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and inspirations. Until next time, many blessings and good night.